Saddle up that crazy horse. It's time to knock the rust off. WBKM.org.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Well, a beautiful evening here in Burlington, Vermont, and welcome everyone to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. I'm Eric Koval.
Hey, Tony Gallucci here, and welcoming you. Hey, it's summer, buddy.
I know.
It's really summer.
A couple days in, and it's amazing how it's right on cue here in Burlington.
Mm.
Beautiful days, everybody. You know, blue sky days. You know, the sun came up in honey, and it goes down in wine.
Yeah. Hey, I like that, man. That's a good song title there.
Well, that's
so,
a great bit.
Yeah, we're very excited to share with you the great music, be it live, be it studio, be it Neil alone, be it with the horse. Whatever it is, there's so much great music in this amazing catalog, and it's not at the end. We're not looking back.
No.
The other end of the parentheses, baby, that's still rolling, huh?
Ever living, ever growing, you know, not to quote the Bob Marley, but amazing after traveling overseas to see the generational shift. You know, you see kids that are 17 saying, I gotta get to that show because it's Neil Young.
And you're talking about that's the next 40 years, 50 years of people listening to Neil's music, long after our story is written and done. And that's what the artist wants, as we've said before, right? That's survivability.
Yeah, what a beauty to go over and experience. You know, just what they're doing now is still so relevant.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, the social commentary through Neil, you know, and he offers up the solution right in the beginning. Love and only love will endure.
And he's still vital enough to occasionally, as we've seen from some of these posts from Ireland, he's still vital enough to piss some people off. And that's what rock and roll is about. Because when you get everybody just, yes, clappy, clappy, nicey-nicey, nicey-nicey, that's boring.
No,
here's
man.
A 70-year-old who's still getting under your skin and annoying you sometimes because he didn't play that song.
Well, he's that cranky Canadian, as we've often referred to him as, and we love him so. And so, hey, wherever you are tonight, I'm so happy. And Tony, I speak for you as well, and Thrasher. You know, we're so happy that you've joined us tonight, because this is celebratory, baby. We love this hour of radio, and it's the joy of our professional lives to tip our hat to all those associated with Neil.
You got it, brother. It's nighttime. It's Saturday night. Tonight's the night.
Hey, marking the 38th year since this was released. Like 3 days ago was the 38th, actually.
Yep, 1975. All right.
But the most liquid of all albums for Neil, the most raw, I would have to say. Bruce Barry was a working man. Tonight's the night. WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Tonight's the night. Tonight.
guitar. I'd sing a song in a shaky voice that was real as the day was long. Tonight's the night. Yes, it is. Tonight's the night. Yes, it is. Tonight, tonight. Early in the morning at the break of day, he used to sleep until the afternoon. If you never heard him sing, I guess you won't too soon. 'Cause people, let me tell you, it sent a chill up and down.
Change it in a day. doubts, wishing that maybe in a year or two we could laugh and let it all.
WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
right, first set in the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour this Saturday evening, the 22nd of June, WBKM. We stayed right in the 70s there, and boy, oh boy, tonight's the night. I believe in you.
Yeah, the feeling of that midnight on the bay. I mean, don't you want that one to just continue the whole night through? Talk about it's all one song. When that tune gets in you, and especially here on the second day of summer.
Well, I've taken that CD, the Stills Young Band, the only one that sort of the remnant of what was supposed to be the third CSO, the second CSNY album, you know. But I've taken that with me on the road to Mexico. And to play that tune in the evening with the quiet lapping of the water in this beautiful, you know, south of Cancun, that beautiful Mexican Riviera, nothing I've ever experienced compares to that. Peacefulness? Oh, man.
It's heavenly, you know. I think we have a Picasso moon out there tonight. I think it's just about full, huh?
Yeah, it's what they call the old supermoons, which, I don't know, last time we had a supermoon, it looked pretty regular to me, but the moon is beautiful.
And we know this is a very fertile time for Neil. Full moon comes out, Neil's recording. Yeah, you know, typically, right?
Well, there's no such thing as a day off in Neil's life, I don't think. So during this period of days off of not touring until they go back to Europe, I'm sure he's keeping real busy.
It's fascinating, isn't it, to think, you know, because we saw Billy Talbot, we see Elliot Roberts, we saw Ralphie, a lot of people backstage pre-show, you know, and we did catch Neil that one time in Paris, of course, before the beginning of the show. But, you know, to go into Neil's dressing room before the show and say, hey, Neil, what you working on, buddy? I mean, this guy is solving the environmental crisis, the petroleum base, you know, I mean, carbon emissions. He's got Linkvolt. I mean, he's so busy on so many fascinating projects.
Right.
Well, you know, it just gets me psyched.
Crosby says, you know, he thinks about this stuff all the time, and that's why he loves him. He doesn't let up, man. You know, he's a true Scorpio, man. He doesn't let it up.
He's got Pono, right? You know, the new way to listen to music that gets back to.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going to, but beautiful, man. All right. Well, yeah, Midnight on the Bay, Neil and Steven. If you don't have that one, if somehow you've missed that, we do love the live, but we do love the studio when they're right. And that studio work is among the finest of any compilation, any pairs ever in music.
And we have heard that. You know, while we were overseas, a lot of people saying, hey, more live Neil.
Yeah.
You got it, but we can't deny the well-crafted sound of Neil in the studio as well.
Exactly. But we're ready to turn on something live right now. From way back, it's like a throwback to just a few weeks ago when we were in Berlin. This is a throwback to when Neil was in Berlin a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess he wrote this tune one night. He's only performed this tune one time.
Wow.
And it's awesome. The lyrics are great. And it's a tune called After Berlin.
All right, Rusty's crank it up. You got some live music right here on the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
We're going to do one. We've never done this one yet. We've never made it all the way through this one yet because it's brand new. So what are we doing? Remember that one we were doing? That's the one. Yeah, we changed to A.
Here we go. Song.
my little box at the top of the stairs with my Indian rug and a pipe to share.
Radio Hour, program number. It just doesn't matter because numbers add up to nothing.
No, numbers add up to nothing.
Oh, Pocahontas,
right,
man. I saw him do that at SPAC years back. You know, it had to be 10 years ago with my older brother, Ken. And was just blown away. You know, Pocahontas and Me. Crazy Horse, vintage sound coming out. And I hope everybody knows that SPAC is the venue this year for Farm Aid 2013, Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
A beautiful town, an old, historic New York State town. You know, presidents went there, you know, right? Sagamore Hill, you know, that time in history, U.S. history.
It really has a quality. I mean, just the venue itself is surrounded by acres and acres of land. I think there's two golf courses back there.
Racetrack, right? Thoroughbreds.
I have spent hours lost on those golf courses after the show.
Sometimes after one of those shows, everybody disperses and you're walking through the dark forest to get to the parking lot. And sometimes I've been thinking to myself, I'm either going to trip over a little sapling on the ground, break my neck, or I'm going to run into a tree, or some drunk is going to fall over on top of me, or I'm never going to find the car ever.
Yeah, because dispersal, you know, from that venue is very chaotic. I've been left in a
back... Okay, folks, good luck.
I've been left in a back parking lot before, you know, hunting for just anybody from Vermont, you know. And there was one time, Tony, I had nothing but a pair of cutoffs. I had no wallet on me, no shirt. It was post-show. My buddies had gone because I got lost in the golf course. But I still made it home.
Here I am. About the real reality of I am never going to get back to where I want to go.
And any time I've seen Neil there, I think I said this last week, not one string. I'm telling you, every time I've seen Neil at SPAC, not one string left on that
shredded
old black.
And broken. Well, when you hear that gentleman any Friday night at Nectar's right here downtown Burlington, when you hear Seth Iacovone playing anything, you sometimes wonder how those strings can possibly survive. Seth, such a strong player, strong singer, covering Neil there, but Seth in his own way is an amazing songwriter as well.
Exactly. And that's what it comes down to. We've all seen great bands. You know what I mean? But bands that can actually write great music, few and far between. You know, and the music, Neil's music is everlasting. Why? Because these tunes resonate someplace real deep.
Oh, man, like the great, great tunes of dozens and dozens of the finest songwriters.
Right.
They're in your brain, man. They're in your grooves. I mean, no matter, Alzheimer's might hit any old time, but we're never going to forget some of those tunes that have been the foundation in our lives.
And that tune, After Berlin. Now, he's only performed that tune once, but boy, isn't it great. Got to find my way back home. Won't you help me, help me? You know, hopefully right now, I know Neil is off the European swing for just a little bit, right? He's got a little break here.
Little time.
You know, before he fires up another 20-some-odd concerts, you know what I mean, if not more. And, gosh, it's beautiful to be thinking that we're still reporting that the horse is still galloping.
Oh, yeah, man, baby. Oh, man, truly. Well, whether it's down on Payne Street where disappointment lurks, or it's the Aurora Borealis and Marlon Brando and Pocahontas and me, it's an incredible journey, and we're so grateful to have you all here with us.
Indeed, and so grateful to our good friend out in D.C., Thrasher. You know, for making all this possible, right? I mean, because...
Oh, sure, man.
It's the duo thing. You work in tandem with something or somebody, and something new emerges.
Growth. You know? Growth. A guy who's done this for many, many years before we came along, and then to have a two-year conversation about this radio show until it finally connected and it made sense to us all, and we figured it out. Thrasher got some fresh wheat for us, I'm sure.
Hey. Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young News, and once again, we have a lot of fresh wheat that we need to report on, so let's get right to it. The Neil Young and Crazy Horse tour in Europe, the opening leg, wrapped up this week in London. A great conclusion to the first leg of the Summer Europe Tour, the first of three legs, wrapped up in London with a great show, by all reports. Had a big surprise in the set list with a rarity, Red Sun performed. It's only been performed live a few times, so hopefully we can get that as a live track for you here on Thrasher's Radio with WBKM at some point here in the coming upcoming shows. But otherwise, a great conclusion there, especially given the what happened the night before in Dublin. And we've covered this on the blog quite a bit. And suffice it to say, it's sort of being labeled as the debacle in Dublin. Everything that could go wrong that night apparently did go wrong. You know, the venue, being in a racetrack in Dublin, outdoors, rain, bad sound, none of the sets, props, just a lot of bad vibes at that show, and there were a lot of very negative comments coming out in the press and on the blog, and a lot of people upset about, you know, what they experienced for a whole variety of reasons. You know, the usual, you know, it didn't play songs that they recognized and that kind of business. But, you know, there were some legitimate complaints there, you know, particularly about the venue and the sound. But anyway, all's well that ends well. The London show is a big success. You know, really just kind of give you a feel for those two nights. The London show clocked in at about 2.5 hours with 17 songs, while the Dublin show was probably less than 2 hours and had 13 songs. You know, this one of the shortest shows of the whole Alchemy tour. So anyway, after all of that, we ran a poll on Thrasher's Wheat regarding the feedback endings of some of the songs, like Walk Like a Giant with its infamous 10-minute feedback ending, which, you know, obviously is not everybody's cup of tea, but for some devotees, it's kind of like what it's all about. And so we'd heard, a lot of complaints about that, you know, as we always do whenever Neil goes into one of his feedback phases. You know, and some of the comments are, you know, kind of amusing from the standpoint of, well, if Walk Like a Giant didn't have the 10 minutes of feedback at the end of it, you know, we could have played like two or three more songs. Well, I think for a lot of us, you know, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And really, Walk Like a Giant probably doesn't translate as well into a large type of venue performance as it should, and it's really this sonic experimentation that if you're right up close on the rail and you're able to see and feel and hear some of the sonic dynamics that are going on stage and what the band is doing in terms of dealing with the wall of sound and the feedback and how that is all created, it's quite visually compelling as well as sonically compelling. And the poll results were that people like the feedback ending, so, you know, screw it if you don't. So polls are still open, vote on that. Moving on. So the next leg of the Alchemy tour in Europe goes on July 11th in Luxembourg and will continue on through the end of July, wrapping up in Rome on the 26th of July, and then resumes again back in August, August 5th, up in Scandinavia, Helsinki, Finland. So, anyway, stay tuned. We'll be tracking all that good stuff, and we'll just sort of move into wrap-up mode here. We'll once again, you know, thanks the good folks at Sugar Mountain for compiling set lists, you know, helping us keep track of things. Certainly want to thank Rushed Radio for providing us some tracks here on the radio. Appreciate all of that. And then, of course, thank you guys out there, the listeners, the readers on the blog, and listening to us on WBKM. Once again, appreciate all of your support and love and sending us some good vibes and good words. We have our T-shirts printed up, and they're going to be shipped out here very soon, so hopefully you'll be getting those in the days and week or so ahead. If you're overseas, we're trying to ship those out first. So stay tuned. And, of course, you know, say thanks to Tony and Eric there at WBKM for getting us out on the road and helping us bring it all back home to folks around the world. It's a great road trip out with you guys. And, of course, thank Howell, our tour manager, for all the logistics out there in Europe, helping us, you know, navigate through all the countries and transportation connections and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, we'll be talking more about what we experienced there in Europe as we look ahead and look back and live in the present. And so everybody, keep on rocking in the free world.
fertile ground in the 1970s was so fertile. You know, you had Johnny Cash doing a show where he had the likes of Clapton and Derek and the Dominoes coming on, and here, Tom Jones, the most unlikely guy I'd ever put together with CSNY, but wow, did he kill that, huh?
You know, so expressive. You know, the styles, the colors were all so far out, man. I mean, they wore their emotions on their sleeves, man, in their tie-dyes. You know, and yeah, Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Gosh.
Neil, of course, on the lead. Neil and Crosby trading licks on the guitar there. Nash throwing in some filler. The beautiful voice. Steven over on the Hammond B3 singing those high notes.
Now that feels like summer to me, man. That's the high dive, man.
This is the high dive, man. I want to go march about something right now.
Because
that's what that tune was about. It was about all those things happening. Bobby knocked down and Martin Luther King knocked down, and you know, it was all about those things in a time when people were unafraid to sing about dangerous stuff.
Well,
rock and roll is supposed to be dangerous,
right? To stand up and speak out against the madness, right?
Speak out. That's right.
We don't get enough of it here. You know, it was great to be in Europe for a little spell because we saw people taking it to the streets.
Yeah, speak your mind if you dare.
You know, so here we are, a Saturday night, a beautiful one here in Burlington. Wherever you might be, I hope it's just as nice for you. Hey, keep listening as we design these Saturdays for all of us, really.
What a joy to be working with a crew that starts out on Saturday nights with Bobby Whitlock. Going right to Thrasher and Neil and the Horse, onto Craig Bailey's Floydian Slip.
I mean, and we can say with all sincerity, these are our friends. Little Bobby Whitlock, we hold copious amounts of conversating throughout the week to bring you that show.
Can't even imagine, really.
You know?
When I reflect back on it, it makes absolutely no sense, and here we can count a friend. In little Bobby Whitlock.
And Billy Talbot, you know, thanking us, Tony, this week. You know, Billy Talbot reaching out to BKM and thanking BKM because our staff photographer, the brilliant Mark Harlan, has been snapping photography, rock and roll photos for years.
So that was one from way back you posted,
so that
there,
was,
right?
Yeah, I posted that from 78, you know, back when he was doing that Live Rust.
Well, and honor to honor these folks, all of them. And then we wrap up, of course, Saturday night with George Cannon and the Detached Psychedelic Garage. And he takes you on a journey. Man, you're going to go far and wide with George's show tonight.
Music for transportation, folks, Saturday nights.
Really taking us there. Hey, so as I love to say in the Neil community, live music is better. Live music are better. How about we go out with a live one from Amsterdam, huh?
Yeah, live from the Ziggo Dome. You know, a place that was designed for the best possible sound. What do you say we roll, Tony? We'll roll one.
Roll another number for that endless highway, that road.
We'll see you down the line. Take care. Buckle up on your festive journeys in this beautiful summertime air. Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour. WBKM.org.
And hey, I think real fitting that we saved towards the end of the program the happy birthday salute to Ralphie. Hey, Ralph Molina, timekeeper, beatmaster, crazy horse drummer, celebrating birthday 70 today. What do we say, man? Keep on rocking and many, many more. Long may you run, Ralphie. I remember, buddy, listening to this one at the very end when Neil chats with the audience, and I think I saw a tear in that old New York Yankees fan eyes. Caught you, Ralphie. You softy. Happy birthday, man. Many, many more.
Happy birthday to Ralph. Happy birthday to Ralph. Happy birthday, dear Ralphie. Happy birthday to you. We'll be right back.
sometimes we could have been better. We always want to be our best for you. Children, we wish you well. We wish your children well. We hope that your children are home sleeping soundly. Without a care in the world.
wbkm.org.